Just now, we're starting to hear about a few colleges and universities floating intentions as to how they will operate come fall semester. Wayne TV in Fort Wayne reports that the Summit City's University of St. Francis will return to on-campus learning in August for the 2020-2021 academic year. Meanwhile, in West Lafayette, Purdue University's president Mitch Daniels is seemingly pitching ideas in the media, testing them out, and he is in favor of in-person fall classes and possibly minimizing contact between two age groups, one group up to age 35, the other group age 35 and above, and a proposal to test students for COVID-19, as well as having tracing and quarantine facilities. So how does Ball State University stand this week on fall semester classes? President Jeff Mearns joins us again this week for updates on the campus community. Thanks again for your time, President Mearns.
It's good to be with you, Stan.
Thank you. So what do you know this week about fall semester at Ball State?
Well, we continue to plan for the anticipation that campus operations will resume. They will not look exactly like they did on March when we began the closures in response to the pandemic, but it is our present objective to prepare and to plan to resume appropriate academic and campus operations within the context of the ongoing challenges created by this pandemic. We have two groups that are working on different aspects of that preparation, one focused on the academic enterprise, the other focused on other operations. And I'm pleased with the progress they've made. And I think all of the members of those two working groups certainly appreciate the importance and the urgency of the work that they're doing. And, you know, this is a dynamic and certainly unpredictable challenge. And as a result, it demands that our plans, any plans that we develop, be adaptable and responsive.
What's your best estimate right now? Will we be on campus in August? What do you foresee?
I think we will be on campus with some classes and with some operations. As I say, I don't think it will exactly replicate. I think it would be foolish to predict that it would exactly replicate what campus looked like on March 1st. But I do think we will have some form of academic learning and teaching on campus in the fall, again, with appropriate precautions and preparations that are required as a result of the ongoing pandemic.
Would professors who have risk factors, or even those without risk factors who would not want to be in the classroom during the pandemic, would those professors have the option to teach their classes remotely with students in the classroom, watching a video screen and listening and being able to ask questions and so forth? Or could those professors teach online without students gathering in a classroom?
Well, those are the kinds of questions that the working groups are evaluating at this point. Undoubtedly, because of the issues that you raised, we will have to have certain precautions and preparations in place to ensure the safety and health of all members of our university community. And as I said a moment ago, those plans have to be flexible to respond to unanticipated changes, and they also need to be flexible, taking into account the risk factors that are presented by our students and our faculty and our staff and even our campus visitors. So again, it would be premature for me to answer those questions specifically, but those are precisely the kinds of questions that these working groups are assessing.
Let's travel down University Avenue to the east and then hop over the White River to Muncie Central High School and indeed the Muncie Community School system. The system is being shepherded by Ball State, and also the system announced this week that it was raising teacher pay and working on ideas to get students back into classrooms this fall. Some ideas sound very similar to what your staff members and professionals have been working on. What's the latest word on those two news items about the Muncie Community Schools?
With respect to the first item, I am encouraged and gratified that the new Muncie Community School Board and the new administration, that they share my view and our view that it's critical. It's critical to our success for us to hire, to retain, and to compensate excellent teachers. And I'm particularly gratified that they've demonstrated that commitment quite tangibly to the teaching staff. I gathered some statistics earlier in the week that in less than 3 years, this new school board and this new administration, they have increased compensation for new and returning teachers more than the prior school board and the prior administration did in the prior decade. So they're demonstrating their commitment to our teachers, who are so vital to the success, the educational success of the students in the Muncie Community Schools. Also, with respect to your second question, they are developing the same types of contingency plans that we're developing on our campus. I understand that the CEO, Leanne Kwiatkowski, she has prepared contingency plans both for summer and the fall, and that now the Muncie Community School Board and the CEO have formed a larger committee to finalize those plans and to operationalize those plans. I'm encouraged also that I understand that the registration is now online for students for next year, and that as a result of the new plan, the Muncie Community Schools now offers high-quality pre-K at every elementary school in the district, which is so important that we all understand the value of having students be prepared for kindergarten before they actually formally enroll in the Muncie Community Schools. And on the other end of the educational spectrum, Muncie Central High School has the most comprehensive portfolio of AP courses of any high school in Delaware County. So there are outstanding opportunities for all learners at the Muncie Community Schools.
Each week at this time, we end our update with a story of encouragement from the Ball State community. What do we have this week?
Well, I have two items for you, Stan. One involves our faculty. Earlier this week, I learned that a group of 19 Ball State faculty members, all of whom are from China, through their own resources, they purchased and donated 395 masks and 1,500 disposable masks to the university and to Ball Memorial Hospital. So I'm grateful for their generosity in that respect. The other example involves a student. This is a young man by the name of Bruno Reinhardt. He was selected as the Student Employee of the Year for the entire state of Indiana. And this award was conferred upon him by the National Student Employment Association. So recognizes his professionalism and leadership in developing marketing content for the Department of English. So congratulations, Bruno.